That was some of the worst of the riot.
But did you know that the podcast does even more?
It does robot voice, laser sound, and fart noise.
Subscribe to the Worst of the Riot podcast at riot.radiou.com.
Last night, I did something I haven't done in a while, and that was I watched live TV. I'm not really sure what it was. I was thinking, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to turn the TV on and see what's on TV right now.
So it wasn't like you were going to watch some show in particular? Just
turn the TV on. And I almost never do that. So I
almost
turned it
like
on.
It's a game?
Yeah. Speaking of, I ended up watching a game show.
Yeah.
Last night on, I want to say ABC, Celebrity Family Feud was on.
Why are you watching that?
Well, something you may not know about me is that one of my favorite things to catch, at least used to be, was that I can't remember what it was on, what network, but it used to be at 12:30 at night, they would do reruns of Family Feud from the 70s. And you cannot fathom. You don't think we live in like, oh, society's not that politically correct. You have no idea.
Because
the things they would say casually, just talking, it was the most shocking thing on television. The stuff people would say and do, and the way all the women would kiss the host, like open mouth, like slip them the tongue, like it's
again things you just would not have on TV.
Just shocking to watch.
Not and in so a game show format.
I loved to watch that old Family Feud. Well, I saw Family Feud. I'm like, all right, I'm going to stop. I'm going to watch part of this. Incredibly boring, like really honestly boring, because at least sometimes you get inappropriate answers, kind of funny, whatever. They had nothing. It was very unentertaining.
Which show is that? Is that the one where you had two families on the side and then you come in the middle and...
Survey says.
Okay, that
right.
one.
Now, it was the commercials last night that really caught my eye because for, again, whatever reason, I continued to watch Celebrity Family Feud. And in the middle of all... live. So in the middle of all that, there was a commercial. And again, I haven't watched live TV in a long time, so I'm missing out on like commercials. Primetime, major broadcast network. They run a 1 minute commercial for something called Onextin. Onextin is a topical cream for acne. I had to look into it. And so the first 20 seconds of the commercial, I'm just like, it's fine. It's
people
whatever.
People are having fun without acne.
They're out
That's
doing
it.
Whatever. And then I hear this, and I want everyone to get the chance.
Don't use Onextin if you have Crohn's disease or colitis, inflammation of the colon, or had colitis or severe diarrhea with past antibiotic use. Stop use if you develop severe watery or bloody diarrhea or severe abdominal cramps, as these may be.
Right there? Why do we have to hear that?
This commercial is 60 seconds.
Yeah.
25 seconds of the commercial. 25 seconds are all of the severe conditions that can develop as a result of taking it.
You could get that from just a topical cream?
Severe, watery, or bloody diarrhea.
Let's use other words.
And here's what I love is they're like... Please inform your doctor immediately. Inform him immediately? You better believe it. I am banging down the door. Like, something's wrong. I have a problem. Bad. Something bad is going on.
Then you have to weigh your options on, like, which is worse if it clears your skin up. I don't know if they give you something else.
I gotta tell you what.
Oh.
Right. Well, again, I think there's so much here. First off, your acne must be really bad because I don't know if I'd be willing to try it. Every time I go to the bathroom, you just be like, oh, is this the time? Is this the one? I don't know.
I guess, again, I didn't think a topical cream like that could do that stuff to you.
It's shocking. The other thing that's killing me about it is just, again, I'm sitting there like eating popcorn, watching TV, and they're like, severe, watery.
Let's watch. People are eating food as well.
I'm throwing my popcorn up in my mouth like just a little bit. Are advertisers backing away from broadcast TV? Because my thought is...
Why is that making it in there?
This is a major network. Granted, you know, it's Sunday night, but still, it's ABC. And this is the commercial that they're showing me?
Maybe they're not allowed to, force certain commercials at a certain time. Like, it has to just be, all right, everybody in the boat.
Wow.
Even though I know legally that happened quite a few years ago where they used to try to hide a lot of those things or speed it up.
Right.
You know, like you would hear the downfalls, the woes of the medicine you were about ready to take. But now they have to slow it down, say it, and say it really loud that what problems you might have.
And there's such dissonance between the images and the words being presented.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a woman speed walking and she's taking her hood off.
If you're having that.
Well...
You're
no,
not going out.
She may be speed walking because of that.
Because she has to go, yes.
She's like, I have to get moving right now.
Thank you for sharing that wonderful commercial because I haven't watched live TV in a while, so I have not seen that one.
Well, my thought is after watching it, I was like, hey, guys, this is why I don't watch TV very much.
It's
like,
gross.
You've scared me away. It's a boring show with a scary commercial. I got to go.
This is the worst of the Riot.
No, go past this. Past this part. In fact, never play this again.
Nikki, over the weekend, I saw the tale of a game warden in Canada. Now, as the game warden, they had a couple of jobs. Maybe it's a little different than what we have here, because I saw it referred to as game warden. Some people call them a conservation officer. But this particular officer, Bryce Cassavant, had a job. You had one job.
One job to do it right.
Well, kind of. Check this out. Bryce was, there was a mama bear that died.
Aww.
And there were two baby bears. Do you know what Bryce's job was?
To take care of the two baby bears?
Yeah.
Oh, I want that.
That's exactly right. It was his job to...
No. Don't tell me that story.
Yeah, no, that's his job. It was like, hey, you're supposed to euthanize the bears. That's what you do. There's no mama bear. You kill the baby bears.
So you mean he smuggled them across the border into a safety...
Kind of.
...house. Did he save them?
He ended up taking them to a...
A shelter?
Some sort of a, shelter on Vancouver Island, I think.
Oh, they get their own island.
And so he isn't fired, but he's been formally reprimanded, I guess. And he's being investigated because proper procedure is apparently...
Is to shoot them. Uh-huh. Oh, come on, guys. Really?
Yeah.
You have to?
So that he's in trouble for not... killing the bears.
Well, he seems like a good man, and let's start
a legal defense fund.
Yeah, something like that. Let's go fund him.
I was just shocked at the idea of like, what? You were supposed to kill him.
How heartless can you be to do that?
And the other question is,
and to be mad when someone doesn't.
It's not. Well, I mean, you know, rules are rules.
Oh, could you shoot a baby bear?
Oh boy, I don't know. I'd have to not look at it. I'd be like, don't look at me. Look over there. There's honey over there. Look over there.
I mean, you have to shoot the thing. It's not like they give you a pillow and you
but that was my other question.
Quietly suffocate it.
It doesn't say how he was supposed to kill him.
No, they have to. Just like that one cop that I saw get the gun out of his car and shoot the deer that I found on the side of the road who I felt could have lived.
Well, that's actually...
But he just shot it.
No, that's legit. Like, they actually teach them how to kill the deer. Do you remember the story about the sheriff's deputy who shot that deer so many times that he had to reload and he still hadn't killed the deer?
Because the deer was going to live.
That is so stupid. You imagine.
So I can't just say that maybe the deer just has enough will and wants to make it. And since you couldn't kill it within so many shots.
I love the idea of some guy back there. He's like, hey, I'm trying to, it's my job. It's my duty. I've got to kill these baby bears. I got to, he's still, wait, hold still. Okay. No, that didn't do it. All right. It's fine here. Hold still. He's still with us. He's still clinging to life.
Now they have sanctuary on Vancouver Island.
Yeah, they do now.
Good.
But they say that the bears still showed signs of being afraid of people, which means that means they can be released.
Yeah.
But if they're too comfortable with people.
What? Then they get to have a nice little home somewhere. That's fine.
Or they get... euthanized.
No, they're not.
Well, because if they're not afraid of people, that means they'll
come
around.
Talking about them. They're little baby bears.
Well, I think
just let them be.
What you ought to do, Nikki, is this is your chance to go, and you should think about running your own bear sanctuary.
Yeah, my own little animal area for them.
So it's like, wait, don't kill the bears. Bring them to me.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Good guy.
Yep. Think about that. He risked his own job.
That's very nice.
To save the lives of two baby bears.
It is refreshing, again, coming off the one story from the guy who had to reload, like you were saying, in order to get the job done.
Yeah.
So, nice change.
I'm sure that Bryce's babies that he had at home that now don't have any money to eat because he saved the baby bears, they're probably thrilled. Way to go, Daddy. Thanks for bringing it home, the bacon.
Bye-bye. Well,
I'm just trying to see this from all angles.
Sorry to disappoint you, but you were just listening to some of the worst of The Riot. You can stream the show, subscribe to the Riot Control podcast, and more at riot.radiou.com.
If you didn't hear, and I know this will come as a shock to you, they are making another Call of Duty for this year. I know, it's crazy. Call of Duty Black Ops 3. Over the weekend, you get to see a bunch more of the new zombies mode that's going to be happening. The other thing that happened is they unveiled the limited edition Juggernog version of Call of Duty Black Ops 3.
Nice. They did announce that, did they?
Yeah, they did. And you're like, wait. The Juggernog? What is that? Well, apparently Juggernog is a drink that you'll find inside the game.
Oh, okay.
But if you buy this Call of Duty Black Ops 3 Juggernog edition,
are you getting a nog?
It comes with a working mini fridge. There's a small refrigerator that you'll be able
sometimes
to.
I feel like the stretch from the game to the real life, sort of. It's not a tchotchke, but it's a, you know, like they'll give you the bookends or the figurines, all that stuff.
Call of Duty is known for having some pretty crazy stuff like that you can get.
The helmets or the little cars. There are all these things that they can kind of take from the game. I just feel the list is getting small now.
Seems to me like I know there has been a see in the dark, like
the goggles.
Yeah, they've done that. They've done remote control cars. I think they did a mini drone. A couple years ago.
All that's left is a mini fridge.
Well, that's the thing is they haven't announced the price for this, but I want to say that this is going to be, and again, I'm guessing because I went looking for the price and couldn't find it. I'm going to say between $150 and $200 for this.
Well, I'm not thinking the mini fridge is like, okay, you move into a dorm and you take a little mini fridge. It's not like that. I think it's more like here's a little mini USB fridge that holds one can.
It's bigger than that. I'm looking at an unboxing video for it.
How many cans of drink would it hold?
It looks, and again, the dimension, I'm guessing here, I want to say it's probably about 18 inches tall, maybe 2 feet tall, and it's kind of narrow. I mean, you're basically going to be able to fit maybe a six pack in there,
couple 2 liters.
Yeah, I mean, you can remove, I think the shelves are removable, but it's very narrow. So, I mean, it's like a can or maybe a bottle of something, or maybe a 2 liter. Like, it's a little bigger than a 2 liter. But that got me to thinking, like, all right, what if instead of their stupid version, I just decided to get serious about a refrigerator, like where things are going to get real. Like, here's one that is a Coke-branded mini fridge. For $30, it will hold 6 cans of Coke.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty small fridge. But if you're looking for something, let's say you want to go with 1.6 cubic feet. Not that big, about $100.
A little bit more space.
3.2 cubic feet, about $150.
All right, so that's the bigger one.
Yeah, so like that's kind of like a larger hotel room mini fridge for $150. So I say Call of Duty, you get that for $50 or $60. Then you invest for $150 in a real mini fridge. And I don't know. Go ahead and probably call your doctor and set up a blood test for diabetes.
Later down the road, I mean, you could probably give yourself 6 months between the start of the game. Yeah, a little bit.
Between your new sedentary lifestyle, thanks to Call of Duty, and the fact that you don't have to go far to get yet another sugary beverage to keep you on the couch, should be fine. What they really need to do is, with the next Call of Duty, like whatever it ends up being, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 18, they should just have the Call of Duty bedpan. So that way,
see, that's what that is where they're going towards.
You've completely completed the circle. You will not have to get up for anything at all.
Well,
ever.
No, before that, you have to come out with like the bed version itself. So okay. A cot or something.
Call of Duty, the hospital bed.
Yeah, that something like that. And then the one after will finish it. It will complete it.
Fantastic. Now you're really not going to have to get up for anything.
Think of the worst thing in the world. Okay, now listen to a clip of the worst of the riot. That way it won't seem quite as terrible.
I think we've established with, I mean, even within the last 10 minutes, but certainly over time here on this show, that Nikki is a friend of the bears and animals in general.
I do. I always wanted, if I wasn't going to be in radio, then my career would have been somehow related
in
to
bears.
Animals. Yeah.
So, I just had this series of thoughts that let me ask you this.
Yeah.
All right. Let's say I want a bearskin rug, but
but
it's not that I want to kill a bear. I want to bring a bear into my home. I want to raise it until it is no longer with me, and then I make a rug out of
it. And then you want to honor it that way?
It died of natural causes. Can I have that rug?
I guess, but it's just weird.
Is it an ethical rug?
Ethical, yeah, okay, but just weird.
Why is that weird?
Well, it's the same as like for people that put, you know, animal heads up and or like taxidermy. That stuff just weirds me out.
Yeah. Why? I mean, who wouldn't want dead animals looking down on you with lifeless eyes?
Very odd. To me, it's just very odd.
I agree with you.
Okay.
But moving on. Let's say so we would bring a bear into our house and raise it as our own, as one of the family. What about a chicken?
A chicken?
Would you bring a chicken in and raise it as one of your own, like treating it with the love and respect that you feel it deserves?
Sure. I mean, I do feel like it's a little bit noisier. Like you're just not used to having that be an indoor pet.
Well, I'm not used to a bear being an indoor pet either.
That's true.
But you're willing
to
make those adjustments, right?
You're right.
Okay.
So I guess I'd have to extend this to a chicken as well.
Well, I'm glad you say that because I'd like to offer some more extensions here. Would you pet the chicken?
Probably. I'd probably name the chicken.
You would. Okay, let's say that you and the bear are all snuggled up and he leans over and he wants to give you a smooch. So he starts licking your face. Would you do that? Would you let that go?
Not like
on the mouth?
Not on the mouth, no. I tend to get hives if my dogs try to lick me or something. Mm-hmm. So I'd say maybe arms. But...
All right, would you, like, let's say the chicken is coming by you. Would you, you've pet the chicken. You've hugged the chicken.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to give the chicken a kiss? Like just a little peck?
Just a little peck. Maybe on his forehead?
Uh-huh.
Maybe forehead?
Yeah. That seems to be something that people are willing to do. Give the chicken a little kiss because there's been a salmonella outbreak.
I was wondering where this would come in.
And one of the things, and this is what kills me, is one
kissing
of the things
chickens.
That the Centers for Disease Control has come out and said is like, hey, guys, listen. Some of this salmonella isn't from eating chicken. Some of it is from kissing chicken.
Well, okay. Is it from kissing a chicken or kissing like the chicken that you're going to cook? Like,
no.
This piece of chicken looks so good.
Kissing their live chickens.
Okay. Kissing the live ones.
Apparently, live chickens can have the salmonella. And so you give them a little smooches, and then the next thing you know, you are, and I quote, violently ill with stomach cramps, fever, and dehydration.
Oh, the chicken got ya.
All from the chicken.
All from that. I don't know. I don't know a lot of people that... I've seen some people. Like, there's this house down the road when I come into work, and they have chickens, and they just have them out. Like, sometimes they're, like, right on the side of the road.
Chicken you know,
like
for cage-free, farm fresh.
It's weird.
I pay extra for that.
I'm surprised I haven't hit a chicken because they're just right there on the road.
You know, if you do hit a chicken, I don't want you to euthanize it. I want you to nurse it back to health.
I'd feel bad.
Yeah. This is the quote. Many ill people in these outbreaks reported bringing the live poultry into their homes. Others reported kissing or cuddling with the live poultry.
I guess that's awkward.
I mean, you know what? You probably cuddle with your dog. Why not cuddle with a chicken?
Well, maybe in different parts
of
the country.
This could be a whole new, like,
chicken pets are okay.
You don't have any birds right now.
No, I don't want birds.
You're only a mammal house right now. If you would open up and bring some birds in, of course, the cats would probably try to kill the chicken, so you'd have to keep them separate.
I don't think my house is in an area that's approved for a chicken.
Well, you know what? We need to get to changing those laws right now.
That's
We need to write letters to our congressman.
The riot's not really here, but it was still kind of funny, wasn't it? Keep listening for more Worst of the Riot or get the full experience right now at riot.radiou.com.
Yoga. It's popular, man. I was talking to somebody just the other day that is now really into hot yoga. You just go and sweat it out.
I think yoga for you would be something you'd hate. I think hot yoga would be something, it's a whole nother level. I don't think you've ever experienced emotions if you were to do that, because he just hates being hot.
What if it all came out? Like, I got it all, like, all the all
you
the
were
stuff.
So exhausted afterwards.
Well, yeah, but like stuff that I've carried around for years, I would go do hot yoga and then
you're weeping.
Boom. It finally comes out. And then when I'm done, I'm this different person.
That could be. Or have you been in a sauna, like a really, really hot one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it do anything like that?
It's just hot.
Make you emotional or?
No. I just sit in there after a while and I'm like, wait, I'm doing this on purpose. I'm gathering here to just sit and sweat? What are we doing? What's wrong with our life? Haven't you guys seen Friday the 13th Part 7 where Jason locks that dude in the sauna and then pours the water on the rocks and then they die from the heat? I think about that every time I get in a sauna. I'm just like, dude, I gotta get out. I gotta get out of here.
So
what
I can
if
imagine,
Jason comes in here and tries to kill me?
I can imagine hot yoga being somewhat similar to that.
Could have been part 8. Can't remember. The numbers start to get a little fuzzy after a while. There's a man on the beach in Dorset, which I'm pretty sure it's somewhere in the UK.
Yeah.
He was doing yoga on the beach, and he had one of those yoga balls.
Yeah.
You know, the bouncy balls.
Sure. Some people use them as like chairs here if you work at a desk.
Oh, not here.
No. I meant like, you know, in the United States.
On the earth.
Not at Radio U.
There are some people on the earth that do that.
No.
Here at Radio U, people use a hammock for a desk, lay on the floor. Nobody's using anything that's promoting any back, anything, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not happening. So he was in the middle of this yoga thing when the ball popped.
That can happen.
It can?
Yeah.
No.
It can happen.
Those are supposed to be
indestructible.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're outside, so who knows what's on the sand or on the ground. Well, and sometimes people, like if you blow it up too much, if you're working out with it, he's got maybe the wrong air pressure in there.
Well, I'll tell you this. The ball popped. He landed on his head, which resulted in a neck injury, which resulted in him having to be flown via helicopter off the beach because they could not transport him stably across the sand.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What a rescue right there. Sometimes when you get hurt, you know, no, you don't want anybody to draw attention to it. You think, I can go home, or I can go to urgent care, or maybe I can wait to go see my doctor.
Right.
But just don't look at me like this. I'm okay. I'm more embarrassed. That guy, a lot of attention was there.
Oh, he got a lot of attention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So as he was getting flown off the beach from his yoga class, this is just one more reason why I will not be participating in yoga at this
Especially
time.
Especially on a beach. Just go in the water.
What? Yoga in the water?
No, I meant just...
Then he would drown.
Go swim in the water.
Shark attack. There's a lot of problems. The beach is a very dangerous place. So, and apparently yoga is a very dangerous endeavor. So what you're better off... I mean, Nikki and I think we've said this a million times on the show, but we'll make it a million and one. You're better off just living in your parents' basement and never coming out.
Very safe there.
Let them support you. Every once in a while, you emerge from the basement to eat. Hopefully you've had a bathroom installed down there, but physical activity, man, those stairs,
the steps going up steps.
Those stairs are a climb, and you went up those stairs yesterday. You might go up them again today. Pushing yourself, what's going to happen? You're going to end up falling on your head and having to be flown out. You don't want to do that.
That was the Worst of the Riot. But trust me, it can get plenty more terrible. Subscribe to the Worst of the Riot podcast at riot.radiou.com.
I know what I'm about, son.
The Riot. Food fight.
So over the weekend, Eric, you found Sprite LeBron's mix in a can.
In a big can. This is the 16-ounce?
16-ounce can. It's lemon lime soda, it says, with natural cherry and orange flavor. Now, Nikki, you
and
said...
And other natural flavors.
And, well, yes, let's not forget the others.
Any soda place has to put on, just like, just
curious what flavors they aren't telling us about. Well, maybe there's a little apple, that's a popular flavor.
Could be. Sweetener.
Here's what I think this came from. So, it came out last year, Sprite 6 Mix by LeBron James.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that
ooh,
was
that
last
smells...
year.
Then, I smell cherry.
This year, this is the new look and the new name. So now it's called Sprite LeBron's Mix. And this is supposedly his favorite flavors. Came out in the spring. We're now just seeing it.
I smell orange.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, I feel like that smells like
it's a
fake
splash
orange,
of natural cherry and orange
flavors.
This feels
like what I would make, you know, the suicide, the fruit flavored suicide at the convenience store fountain drink.
It's still clear like Sprite would be. So... And it smells wonderful.
Does it?
It really does.
Again, I mentioned earlier, you might know a drink called an Arnold Palmer, which is a lemonade iced tea thing.
Uh-huh.
That's a golf guy from way back in the day. So
he's
when
still
I,
alive.
Is he? I didn't
yeah.
know. Well, for this, I don't follow golf, but for this, it's like, oh, could this be the new sportsman
drink?
And
LeBron's
drink
still alive, right?
He's not William Wallace.
I got that reference, though. So what do you think?
I like it. It doesn't taste that different from regular Sprite.
I feel like I need to shake it. There's too much carbonation. I feel like I'm blocking the flavor.
I agree with that. And when I put it in my tongue, it's like, it's like all fuzzy. It's hard to actually taste it. I would drink more of that.
Maybe it's cold.
I will say, the smells of cherry and orange are far more prominent than the tastes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It tastes more like Sprite than the cherry and orange scent.
Yeah, it's not. But I mean, like, that being said, like, you ever go, what do they call it? A Shirley Temple where it's Sprite and grenadine and they mix it up?
Yeah, with the cherries.
That's your drink.
Oh, I love it.
No matter how old he is, that's his drink.
I'm not scared of it. Am I supposed to be embarrassed?
No, because
like I'm in.
In fact, he'll put if you put grenadine in that, yeah, you would like it more.
But no, there's a hint of that. I feel like it could use a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just pour it on in there,
yeah,
guys.
More cherry flavor. So this is a lemon lime soda Sprite with other fruit flavors.
I think it's good.
I could drink quite a bit of that. It feels like a regular rotation drink.
Yeah, it's good stuff. The only problem is there's no caffeine in it.
There's not?
No.
Because
it's Sprite, and I mean that.
That's really missing out. Well,
it's going to be a little bit.
Then one day that'll lead to like a LeBron amped or something where it's got it added in.
It's a good call, Nikki.
I wonder if they're going to keep this around.
This is supposedly limited edition. But
limited
the
edition with LeBron's name on it. But once people grab a hold of it, they're like, we're going to stop paying LeBron, but keep making the soda.
It could be, well, this is a second version of last year's drink, so maybe each year a new version or a new look comes out.
Okay. Well, you know what? I think it's worth at least one go. LeBron's Mix Sprite. Yeah. I like it. I'll take it.
Instead of the next Worst of the Riot clip, Obadiah has a special presentation for you.
I ever tell you about my Star Trek script? The Enterprise is 5 parsecs out of Rigel 12.
On second thought, here's that Worst of the Riot clip after all.
You had a neighbor, like in your apartment, in your dorm, whatever, that was intentionally trying to antagonize you.
Someone trying to provoke you?
Like they were literally like it was their job that they wanted to make your life miserable. Well, you may not be imagining it. I mean, I can remember I had a friend who lived next to somebody in the dorm he didn't like, and he had a hammer that he would hit against the wall randomly from time to time.
But I still think that's sometimes different compared to, we read stories of like the neighbor where they're actually doing stuff that can destroy your house it's a whole bigger level.
Well, Peggy Westby what state is this in? It's in Florida. She had an upstairs neighbor in her condo, and I don't know, they don't say if they had some kind of an altercation before, but she said that, like, there were these crazy noises coming from the apartment above her, and she finally ended up going before, like, calling the police. They went to a judge, got a search warrant for this lady's apartment.
To see what she was doing?
So the police show up at the apartment. No one is there. And that's the other thing. I guess like she was not there very often. So the police show up. They end up calling her boyfriend. They're just like, look, if somebody does not show up in a few minutes, we're knocking this door down to serve this search warrant. So, but when they tried to call her boyfriend, no one would answer the phone. So they knocked the door down, and here's what they found. They found three different speaker systems, all of which were mounted and pointed directly down.
At the floor?
They were all interconnected, connected to an amplifier that was plugged into a BlackBerry. Here's what gets even crazier. It was set up in such a way that she could activate the sounds remotely.
What is her problem?
She wouldn't be at home, and through, you know, a network connection, she would start workout.mp3. She had a file specifically designed to harass her downstairs neighbor.
She must have hated her.
They
definitely had previous altercations. Because you don't just do that.
It is just crazy.
So I forget the company. Remember it was really popular maybe 2 months ago, that viral video, but it was a commercial where it's like a husband and wife and they're talking about how hard they work at annoying their neighbor.
Right.
It was really funny. And they talk about you got to work at it each day, come up with different things to be able to really bother your neighbor. But this is like the real version of that in a mean way.
It's crazy. I mean, she's activating it remotely so that when she's not home, she can harass the woman that lives downstairs.
Did she get arrested for that, or
what did
they do?
Yeah, she did. In fact, she was charged with aggravated stalking.
Because of that?
That is a very elevated offense because of what she was doing. Like, she was intentionally trying to harass her neighbor.
I'd be curious to learn more about how did that get to that point?
It seems like it has to be something. Like, it wouldn't just be, like, a random... The other thing is, though, like, some people are just mean.
Sure.
Like, that exists. Like, yeah. There are people, like, for us, it's like, well, there must be a reason. For her, it could just be, I like making people miserable.
How about we all take a moment, assess our life, and just make sure that we're not one of those people.
We're not that person.
And if we are, it's a good day to make a change. Put the speakers back. Don't bother people. Try to be a little bit nicer, and then we're good.
There's nobody in my life that I dislike so much that I would, and I mean, like, this is an investment. She purchased speakers, an amp, and then also set up a network connection so she could activate it when she wasn't home. Like,
that's dedication.
That is more work than it seems to be worth.
That's where the stalking part of the charges come in.
Yeah, you're not going to get any money. The only satisfaction you're getting is making someone unhappy. That's not enough. I need more. I need money. Like, if there was money involved, maybe. But without the money.
So you need to be the person to set up.
Yeah,
okay. The thing for someone.
I'm running that business.
Obadiah is very protective of his headphones.
Looking's for free. Touching's going to cost you something.
But he's not here today, so I'm going to rub my face all over them while you listen to this Worst of the Riot clip.
Comcast announced their new super fast 2 gigabits per second fiber optic broadband to a few markets. And
get ready to hear about the markets that are not where you're living.
Well, I mean, it only goes to places where you don't live. So, I mean,
that's how any of these things work. Google Fiber, that's a trend.
Atlanta and Chicago are getting it. And then I don't have the whole list, but multiple markets in California, Florida, Michigan, Tennessee, Indiana.
Well, there's some others. But that feels a little bit better than the previous markets.
It does. But again, they say multiple markets in each of those states. Would just be aware that if you live in any of those states, not where you live. It's going to be everywhere but where you are. In fact, you're probably about 50 feet too far out. They can only roll so much of that cable out. Choices had to be made. They decided that before they got to your house,
I remember back when UVerse, UVerse was really popular, and I had it for a while. But technically, I was at the line, and this was a few years back. But, you know, now it's more widely available. But I was at the line of UVerse to where, like, they let me have it. But technically, I should not have been able to get it, but right. I was. But I had problems with it every so often based on, you know.
You were too far away from the cable.
Technically, I was, but I was still close enough to where they put me in on the group. And I just remember that feeling of, it's like, this is, I'm so close, but so far away. So, oh well.
So, Nikki, let's say I could get you into 2 gigabit per second internet. Have you seen how much it costs?
I'm afraid to look at it.
How much would you, like, just honestly, how much would you be willing to pay?
For that?
Yeah.
I don't ever want to pay more than $100 a month for our internet.
Okay. So you'd be willing to go $100 a month for
probably
that kind of internet?
We do a lot of work at home.
It's true.
It's not just like we're watching TV and stuff. Like we do a lot. So I would call it a business expense and call it a day. Okay. But yeah, I would say maybe $100.
$100. Okay. Well, Comcast wants you to pay $299.
No. A year. Tell me it's a year. Say it's a year to me now. No. Tell me that's $299 a year.
$299 a month.
No, it's not that much money.
Now, just
it
to give you
be.
To give you some perspective.
No.
Google, their fiber internet is $79 a month.
I would go with that. Thank you. What's wrong with the other one?
The reality of it is right now I'm paying like $60 a month to Time Warner for what, like 2 megabits or something ridiculous. It's some like
stupid
low end.
No, it's not.
No, they call it turbo. Technically, it's called turbo. That is what they have named it. So they've given me turbo.
Yeah.
But don't think that means fast. That's just
its
name. Like, you could name me turbo, and I'm not going to be that fast.
I want at that point Google Fiber. I'm not playing games with the other stuff.
Hey, Google Fiber, like compared to Comcast, it sounds cheap. Google Fiber's like, hey, $80 a month or $130 if you want all the channels. So Google Fiber and all the channels for $130 a month. Now, I'd pay for that.
Yeah, I would totally.
Because I'm already paying for half the channels and turbo, and I think I'm paying like $110 or something like that.
Oh, come on, Comcast. You know...
Hey, Nikki, it costs a lot of money to build out that infrastructure.
Whatever. And have you looked online? People aren't the biggest fans of you, okay?
Oh, do you think they care?
They must eventually.
No, they don't.
People really? I know, like, it's a very small group if you like Comcast.
There's no competition in the market. Like, if you live in a city that has Comcast, they're like, it's not a monopoly, but it's the
monopoly.
Only kind you can get. They're like, but it's not, because if you would like television service, there's DirecTV and Dish.
That's
and
not fair.
They also offer internet on a satellite dish.
Listen, I don't want to talk any more about it. It upsets me. My internet is very personal, and this upsets
me. I get that. Who's your internet provider?
Time Warner.
Hey, are you turboed up?
Yes. Lame.
What are you paying $80 a month for 25 megabits down?
I think it's like
500K up.
It's like $57.
Yeah, but that's a promotional discount. We can't offer you that kind of internet at
seriously.
That's such a low price.
It bothers me. I just can't. I can't say no. What are we supposed to do? It's like tax stuff. I just don't want to talk about it.
Well, you need the internet, and we've got the internet.
Because if I do talk bad about it, then they'll turn me down.
So what would you be willing to pay for our internet?
You just listened to some of the worst of The Riot. For even more, subscribe to the podcast or stream the most recent show at riot.radiou.com.
Yesterday, we were talking about how it's a big issue that Salmonella is getting out there because, you know, people are kissing chickens. It's not a euphemism. They're really kissing chickens.
No, it was just a study, and they were just saying how there were so many salmonella cases where it's not how you think it's being transmitted.
Yeah.
Like, it could be
You think it's undercooked chicken or eggs.
Or some sort of, thing where you're grabbing it that way, but... In this case, it could be for some, like you're kissing the top of a chicken, or I don't know
Whatever.
How else to say it.
Whatever.
Rachel, because you have a chicken as a pet.
Rachel responded yesterday, Nikki. She says, I raise chickens, and no, I don't kiss them. You can't have a chicken as a house pet. Look up chicken diapers. And I just want you to know, Rachel, that I can't do that.
I'll do it.
No, don't.
No, I want to look.
You don't want to look. You don't want to know what a chicken diaper is.
At first, you're thinking, like, is that a burrito? Is that like a new term for that? Or
It's something you get at Chipotle.
Like, is it something? Yeah, there's a lot of people that have pet chickens, it looks like. There's, that is a diaper.
Okay, guys, just a little heads up, just to kind of let you know. I'm not changing diapers, especially on a chicken.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah.
Well, they say this is great for, say, you have chickens and they're outside, but one is injured and they need to go inside for a little bit. If a bird needs to be separated, beloved family pets who you couldn't dream of putting outside. So these are options.
Hey, heads up. If the chicken injures itself and it needs time to recover.
Gosh, it hurts just hearing that sound.
You just.
That's how it recovers.
That's how you.
Don't be that quick.
That's how you take care of
a chicken. You don't have to. You can do something else.
Well, I'm not changing its diapers.
You can have sanctuary.
I can tell you right now that if a chicken lives outside, fine. Fine. But if it thinks it's coming inside where I become its. No. No. I'm not doing that. Sorry. Like, no chicken diapers. It's out. I mean, chicken fingers? Sure. You know?
Chicken diapers? No.
Fried chicken? Yep. Okay. Chicken diapers? That's officially out.
They know not to go to your house anyways. Hey, there's like pictures of chickens just laying in bed. Kind of like a dog or a cat would. That is weird.
Stop.
But I shouldn't draw a line saying no to one when we allow the other. So, hi, chickens.
Okay, Nikki. I want you to prove.
I'm not getting a chicken.
Yes,
I don't want any more pets.
You have to. Yep, you have to get a chicken. Nope. Nope. You have to get a chicken now.
No more pets.
You have to get a chicken.
And I don't like all the noises.
You're specious. That's what you are. You're like, oh, I'll take a cat and a dog, but you can keep the chicken. You have to get a chicken now. Get one.
I'm really more for rescuing animals. So
well, what about these injured chickens that need to come in and wear the diaper?
Apparently.
It's perfect.
Phil General, I would like to. I can't bring and introduce another pet into my household. We have to wait.
Like the chicken is. Why isn't the chicken crying? What, did you check its diaper? At that point, you know what you've done? Like, you're in a sad place, and I'm trying to keep you from getting there. Don't go there.
Diaper.
Well?
Oh, I love it. Sorry if you have any, though.
I'm not sorry. This is me telling you the truth that other people want to, but they haven't said it yet.
Since you enjoy listening to Obadiah and Nikki when they aren't even here, maybe you should follow them on Twitter. Find their feeds and more on the Riot page at RadioU.com.
His name is Dr. Rob Henning. He's an anesthesiologist. You know what that means? It's his job to put you out while they cut on you.
Yeah, if you have surgery, the anesthesiologist will come and make sure that you're getting the right amount of stuff, and they watch you, and then that's it. You go sleepy CB.
Mm-hmm. It is
which sounds nice.
If you've never been under anesthesia, it is the weirdest thing in the world, because they will tell you, like, hey, you're going to go to sleep. And you think to yourself, like, oh, I know I am. And I can remember I had surgery on my arm a couple years ago, and it's like you're just waiting to fall asleep. Oh, dude. And then the next thing you know, you wake up.
You're like, that's it.
It is so stinking weird. Been there, done that more times than I care to do again. If I never do that again, that's fine. Except for the sleeping part.
Yeah, I know. That is not a bad thing.
Let's talk about Dr. Rob Henning, anesthesiologist. He works at a university in the Netherlands. And guess what he's researching right now?
What is it?
Hibernation for people. Yeah! Think about that.
Who wants to sleep for a longer amount of time?
I'm so sleepy. For the next month, I'm out.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm completely and totally out.
That could
out.
Be like your vacation or your break.
So he's researching it in all these different animals, and he says that animals are able to hibernate, but we actually don't really understand it. Like, we know that they do, and we know what they do before they do it. We know what happens in their bodies while it's going on, but we don't really understand the process. Like, he's been studying hamsters, which hibernate.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. He says that when given the right signals in the environment, hamsters will basically stuff themselves. And this is amazing. They will stuff themselves until basically they develop type 2 diabetes. Yes. Like they will eat and eat and eat and eat and
so
eat.
So this sounds like humans.
Yeah, fine. And then they go off in the corner and...
And sleep it off.
And they sleep it off. And when they're in hibernation,
so wonderful.
Here's what's amazing. Like in hibernation, they can be exposed to much colder temperatures that if they were awake and not hibernating would cause damage and all these other things. It doesn't damage their cells.
So it's almost like it's a safety thing for them. Keeps them alive.
There's all this stuff that they can do. Well, hibernation. He's working on it. And then, of course, hibernation could turn into like hypersleep for long space voyages and all that kind of crap. Or what if I just want to get a really long nap?
Really big power nap.
I just wake up and
really
I'm like,
big nap.
You know what? After that month of sleep, I feel great.
Well, I feel like we've gotten to the point where, and even Obi, when he went to the doctor the other day, the doctor said how just everybody comes in saying they're tired. Everybody's tired.
Yeah.
We have to come up with something else. We're not getting enough hours to get enough sleep that we need.
Right.
So how do we then make the sleep better for the hours that we have?
We reduce the workday.
Okay, well.
8 hours is too much.
Until you're president, I don't see that happening.
Yeah. No, in fact, I think we're always trying to figure out, I'll get another job. There's more time.
I know. That's how it is for
I'll
so
do
many.
That.
So this way we could work on how could we have a better sleep for either, you know, you get a weekend or something. Sleep it off.
Little weekend with the Hibernol.
Yeah. See, it's like, hey, be back, Obi, going into the Hibernol thing.
I think the last thing as a society that we need is another drug for
this
sleeping.
This isn't a drug.
It's not. It's a
no,
little
it's a chamber.
It's a chamber.
It is. It is.
Yes.
It's not a
it's
drug.
It's a hibernation chamber. It's downstairs. You just go in there, you hop in. It's like a tanning bed.
And it could have water in it. It's like my hot tub.
See, there it is.
It's like a pool.
But I know, but that's not it, Nikki. They'll be cooling you down. It'll be like in the Demolition Man. You get in the little water thing and they put that blue pill in there.
I'm
and then,
fine with it.
You're an ice cube. Hope somebody remembers to thaw you out.
I know. Just don't forget about us.
You have to take turns hibernating with your roommates. So
bookmark this guy.
We're going to keep our eye on him.
Yeah, let's keep an eye on what his stuff does.
Okay. I'll keep in touch with Dr. Henning in the Netherlands.
If he's looking for two very sleep-deprived people, yeah, he's more than welcome to come in here.
All right.
Actually, he'd probably come in and be like, well, I cannot help you.
You're going to have to get a lot healthier first, got to tell you. No, man, you'd wake up from hibernation like, I lost 30 pounds. I slept it off.
Well, we made it.
You have no idea what I've just been through.
If you want to subject yourself to more torture, you can find even more Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
Hey, anybody got a Samsung phone? You have one? I have, mine is a Motorola. It's the Droid Turbo.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki likes to make fun of its red color, but I think it's charming.
I don't mind the red color. It's just the red color with the Turbo name. I feel like it.
It's what? Go ahead and say it.
It's just maybe not as modern.
Okay.
As it could be.
What,
but it's just, still nice.
Just because it's called a turbo, that makes it not
modern. I don't know. It's just
suddenly?
With the red. It's nice, but you've had others that I've liked more.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I can't draw that. Anyway, let's just let's get back on this. All right. Samsung has filed a patent that's got some people.
It's, a flutter.
They've looked at it here. Think about this. What if your phone, your brand new Galaxy S6, or in this case, it'll probably be the Galaxy S7 because it's a patent. It hasn't happened yet. What if your phone could measure your body fat percentage?
Oh, come on. Do we have to? Can't we just find that out when you've got to go to the doctor later?
What if your phone, while you're trying to find that clever angle
oh
to make
gosh.
You look a little bit better in your selfie, and then it was just like, hey, nice selfie, but just to let you know, 25% body fat.
I mean, in the if it was within its own app that could never be shared... like on Twitter or Facebook, and it was very private and very secure. But are you talking like, you know, like you would have your health app and
well,
it could tell you there?
Word is that Samsung is, and they do, but like we played around with the Galaxy S6, but I will tell you.
That
like for
was
phone,
a nicer phone for you, I
for
feel
phone
like.
Enthusiasts, like you can never review it enough. Like there's a ton of like health stuff packed into the Galaxy S6. Well, they're saying this could be the next step. There would be four contact points on the phone. You would grab it, start up the app.
Okay.
And then it would
read your
body fat.
Sure. Kind of like how you could, get your blood pressure and stuff.
Yeah. So it would send little electrical impulses and be like, fat, fat, fat. And then tell you how many times it said fat as it ran through your body.
Your phone starts shocking you.
Well, that, like, I think I have, do I? Like, I saw a bathroom scale where, like, it would tell you your body fat percentage.
Yeah, yeah, you can get that.
I don't know how accurate it is, but.
Probably close enough.
Yeah, whatever. Like, whatever it is, you're not going to be happy with the numbers.
Think of your scale or, like, your phone, like that one carnival thing where you go up and they guess your age or guess your weight. Like, your phone is taking in all the pictures that you've taken of food. It's like a formula. It's seeing all your postings, all your updates, and it's analyzing how fat it thinks you are.
Well, remember.
And that's giving you an unofficial but official number.
Yeah. Look, I know you're fat. I've got your search history.
Yeah.
That's how I know you're fat.
And it can see like your credit card thing, so it knows where you're spending money.
Where you're eating.
Yeah,
oh,
where you're eating at.
That
so
actually really hits home.
It puts it all together, and that's when it spits out
your fat
an
number.
Ugly number.
No, this is supposed, it, that is, I mean, that's an interesting idea that you're working from, but this would be something.
That not real?
That's not how
that's
it's actually
not really
doing
real.
It.
Okay, well, I thought it worked.
But I love your approach. Let's workshop it. I'm not against it. We can spend some time looking into it.
Uh-huh. That way, that could be a simple software update, I feel.
Yeah.
Any phone can do it.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. Like, maybe the next Samsung phone you get will tell you how fat you are. That is not a selling point.
I know that one.
That is not
for the health side, though. They just got to know it doesn't cross over.
Listen, I have enough things hang around. They're called mirrors that remind me how fat I am. I don't need my phone, which is where I go to escape reality, to shove back at me and be like, hey, I noticed you're texting, fatty.
You get an update. You can send alerts, like if you cross over the next one.
Don't eat that.
Yeah, you're going over.
You thought that was good. Seriously, what is wrong with you? You can find some decent Riot clips online at riot.radiou.com.
Boy, Chicago just has all kinds of really great news coming out of it. Great news and pizza.
That is true.
Just want to put that out there.
Sometimes you have to remember the pizza first before you hear the news.
Well, these two things may be on the verge of canceling each other out. I mean, they've been very much on the plus side, but this could be the thing that brings them down a little bit. Let's talk about, first off, there's the cloud tax, where they're going to now start
that up.
They're taxing Netflix, Amazon, et cetera, et cetera. And now their sales tax is getting a bump.
Gosh, it's just a mess.
Their sales tax is going to be the highest in the United States.
Oh, really?
Chicago will have a sales tax percentage 10.25%.
That is crazy.
That is crazy.
That's absolutely crazy.
Well, the only thing I can figure is, like, they are killing so many people in Chicago every weekend, they just can't maintain the money. So they have to tax people a bunch because citizenry is just dying off.
Listen, that is sad but true. Well, not just with the crime, but just people moving in general.
Hashtag real talk.
I know.
They're killing each other out there.
No one wants to hear that.
10.25%.
That's a really big sales tax. So biggest in the country.
That is crazy. I get fired up when I pay 7%, which I do in certain areas.
Because what you want to do is when you're a city that's having, yes, people move out or just a higher crime rate or just overall a negative image, what you need to do is make sure you take more money from the actual people who are
staying
to help make it a better place. So just keep doing more.
Sales tax is one of those things that it does have a tendency to be higher if you are a very touristy area.
Mm-hmm.
Because what will often happen, and I doubt this is the case with the Chicago, but you'll pay less in things like property taxes or whatever, and they'll try to nail tourists who come through for the revenue.
Making them pay the most out
of
it.
They'll whine a little less. But in Chicago, it's all tax all the time on everything. Like, got streaming Netflix? More tax. Buying a candy bar?
Okay,
more tax.
Now you're starting to feel a little negative. I used to love to go to Chicago. It's a great place to visit.
But I wouldn't want to live there.
Start thinking about the pizza again. All right? So bring that back.
All right. I'll try to.
So if you focus on the pizza.
All right.
Oh, well, now it's got the bigger sales tax on it. Yeah. Well, okay, maybe not. Well,
who can afford the pizza?
I know. who can afford any of that?
Who can afford anything in Chicago?
Oh, but it's such good pizza. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Nice memories.
Just telling you, Chicago, you guys are killing it. Literally.
And now, more Worst of the Riot. Lower your expectations and place all tray tables in the upright and locked position.
If you didn't get a chance to yesterday, it looks like they've really, really cleaned it up. Amazon on Twitter was wonderful. it was wonderful.
If you never look up like hashtags or just look to see people's tweets about it, if you're following like a trend or something, that would have been the one to start with, just to learn how fun that can be.
Oh my gosh,
people's
dude.
Witty responses. It's like going to a comedy show.
It was,
but you
actually
don't have to pay, and they're all just short, quick zings at them.
What happened was yesterday was Prime Day,
something Amazon talked about for quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, they really, really build it up. And we were talking on the show yesterday, like, we were hoping that Prime Day was going to be awesome because I was going to buy a couple of movies. That's what I typically do on Black Friday. All their publicity was, hey, this is going to be bigger than Black Friday. It's going to be better than Black Friday. We got up yesterday morning and there was a shoehorn on sale.
I know, there really was. That was like one of the main things, a shoehorn.
Like,
and it was still expensive for the shoehorn.
Right there on the front page.
Who needs a shoehorn?
They were leading with, like, right out of the gate, like, this shoehorn is on sale. And at first,
we don't wear any shoes that require any help like that.
Who does?
I don't know. Not us. I mean, I don't need a shoehorn for a pair of flip-flops.
Man.
Anyways, so we were disappointed in the selection of deals that, or even the quantity and the quality.
Man, and Twitter, like, I checked Twitter all day yesterday because the amount of snark that was going on from Twitter directed directly at, it was great. One of my favorites was, hey, Amazon, is there a limit on shoehorns? If I buy six, or wait, it was like, if I buy six, it feels like I got the sixth one free.
Something like that.
Yeah. Here's somebody who was like, yes, been waiting for the PS4 to go down 10 cents all day. And it literally did.
10 cents.
The best deal I've seen so far is 15% off a box of Pop-Tarts. For me, Prime Day is still about family.
That's it.
I love that.
Lots of really good responses because, again, some of the stuff was, yeah, everyday home items that you maybe would need to buy, I guess. But we wanted some of the sale stuff of, like, the TVs or the movies, like you were saying.
20% off dishwasher detergent.
I mean, I guess you got to have it.
So what I'm finding out is that Prime Day is some sort of postmodern experiment to see if disappointment can be quantified.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
I'm glad it wasn't just us that was just being negative about it.
Prime Day is a bigger disappointment to me than I am to my parents.
Oh, I love that one.
Did
Amazon in the day was saying anything about it?
No.
They never acknowledged it?
I wondered the same thing. Like, at what point does Amazon just go, all right, guys, you know what?
Here's something.
We messed up. Like, this is messed up. How about this one? My favorite thing about Prime Day is looking at what people are buying. There's a wait list for an electronic pencil sharpener in 2015. Oh, my gosh.
I guess it is still worth looking up if you want to follow it.
Dude, seriously, like, you really should take a minute and look at some of the responses because as Amazon, to see, I don't think they can respond. Like, I don't think they can admit, like, we really screwed up. But I just wonder, Amazon does a pretty good job of people, like, they have a pretty good reputation overall.
Oh, like customer service and stuff?
Right.
Yeah.
So I feel like this hurts their image a lot.
Makes them look a little ridiculous.
Yes.
Because, again, it was a big deal over nothing. But search the hashtag Amazon Prime Day or Amazon Prime.
Prime Day.
Prime Day. That, like, was another big one.
It's worth your time today. It's worth a few minutes there on Twitter. It really is.
Fooled you. You thought they were here, but they're not. Keep listening for more Worst of the Riot or check out the podcast at riot.radiou.com.
I have never been the guy that goes to the claw. You know, that machine where you move the claw back and forth and then you win a prize.
Oh, to usually get like the stuffed animal or something?
Yes. I feel like I was cynical from a very, very young age, and I just saw that as a give them money, I get nothing. That's why, you know what? It's the reason why I never had lottery dreams, because I knew I wasn't going to win. Like, I think it takes someone that is willing to play the claw to get pulled into certain things. Like, you just, either you do or you don't.
He just realizes there's not a great chance of winning.
Now, here's the chance I think that we're all looking for. There was a little boy who climbed inside.
Oh, a claw machine?
I don't understand. Okay, I also was not this kid. Because I was too fat to get in the little hole to get in the claw machine.
Well, we've seen pictures online before of kids in the claw machine, but sometimes you just assumed it was Photoshopped or something.
No, this, like, it's this real kid, he climbed up in the claw machine. Said he just kind of, like, opened the little flap,
slide
got in there.
And in whoop, and on up.
Of course, once you get up there, just like the toys, you're not coming out. So apparently, I haven't seen the video, or I have seen the video. It doesn't capture the moment, but his dad says that when he realized he couldn't get out, he started freaking out until he realized that he was in there with all those toys.
Well, he should probably be able to get one, or at least he can toss it through.
Well,
the front opening.
They called, like, whoever. They came and they opened it up and they let him pick anything out of the machine that he wanted.
Look, see, it worked for him.
Which I was just about to say, all you're doing is sending a signal, and that signal is, hey, kids, get stuck, get a toy.
Get a toy. That maybe was his plan the entire time.
He could be going to malls all across Australia doing this very thing right now.
It's his little scam.
It's a huge toy scam. He gets in there and he's like, oh, this one had an Xbox in it. I'll take this one, Daddy. And then, of course, you know, problem, whatever.
I haven't seen a claw machine with something that nice in it, but
they're out there probably.
Okay.
I mean, you're never winning it because the claw's not that strong. In fact, the claw is weak. It's weak. I saw somebody win something in a claw machine one time, and to me, they took on legendary status. It was just like, I don't know how you did it. I mean, granted, somebody has to win sometime or else this thing probably becomes illegal or whatever.
I just always assumed they were like a plant put there by the place. Like, okay, well, now you may win so that we can show, no, you've got a chance to get something out of this machine.
Well, it's kind of like in movies or whatever where, like, they'll kill everyone but let one person live so they can go and tell people about this terrible thing that's happened. The claw machine's the same way. One kid wins and a bunch of kids see it and the legend spreads. No, you can win from the claw machine. I've seen it.
It's a bigger legend that you can get into the claw machine. So congratulations on getting in and getting out.
Let me tell you what, those stories you've heard, they're all a lie. They're part of the system, and the system is trying to get you inside the claw machine and never let you go.
What you should be doing right now is hunting your next meal out of doors. Since you're not,
you might as well listen to the worst of the riot.
They had a little problem in, was this in Portland or was it in Bellingham? Well, it's in Washington. Yeah, it was on I-5 near Bellingham, Washington. There was a truck that, to me, I don't know about you guys, whenever I see a porta potty, I immediately think of Nikki.
Just glad to have that.
I mean,
word association.
It is. I see porta potty and I'm just like, oh, Nikki would love to be there.
Yeah, because I don't want to be there. I don't like them. I won't enjoy that. So that's why you think that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right.
And I think you secretly hope I'll fall in one.
I do, actually. I
want maybe not so secretly.
I want some time
fall on me
for you to be in one time and it falls over.
Something like that.
You're covered in filth and you're screaming and crying and hysterical and I'm just videoing the whole thing.
That's what we would all love.
And the thing is, as long as I put it on Snapchat, Nikki would be fine with it.
Yeah, I'd be fine. Well, it'll just vanish.
It's like, all right, Nikki, I snapped you. It's fine. Oh, good. All right. It was all worth it then. This was all worth it. Oh. So there was an accident yesterday in which a truck that was hauling a quantity.
Oh, a lot of them?
Uh-huh. It had an accident, and they ended up spilling. And sometimes they clean them before they transport them, and then sometimes they just transport them. And so
this was one of those times.
It was full And so its potty spilled all over the freeway. So they had to shut down the freeway.
Yes,
because
they do. They need to hose that thing off.
But here's the thing that I'm thinking about is that before they shut it down, some people, they were driving.
No.
They got on the other side of it. And they were like, I think we just, you hear a splash, like a little bit of water, like you've driven over something. And then you can't figure out why your garage smells so bad. Like you don't understand.
You know, like you've hit a skunk and it just like, lingers.
I think I had a skunk. I don't know. It really stinks, but it doesn't smell like a skunk.
I don't get it. Yeah, you're going to have to sell your car, move.
Probably burn your garage down.
Sell your house.
Move. Yeah, I mean, moving's fine. Whatever. Because, I mean, you're not going to clean it up.
Yeah, but no. Don't you think the company has to pay for the emotional distress and the cleanup of that?
I mean, I think they should.
At your house?
They should probably also. I mean, I'm not saying like death penalty, but life without parole, sure. For every employee of the entire company? Absolutely. It's not that you're asking them to be unreasonable.
What you did, sir, is a crime.
It's not unreasonable.
That's terrible.
I mean, think about what you guys did.
I got stuck behind once at a festival. Some guy who was, he had the truck to clean out all the porta potties, and I literally had to wait there and watch the whole
process
and, you know, like step one through whatever. Mm-hmm. And it ended with like throwing the roll of toilet paper into the now clean porta potty. And like it involves like there's a hose into the tank thing. And I just sat there just amazed. It's like you need to move faster first because you're blocking the whole road. No one can get around you. And I just thought that is just not good.
But see, Nikki, there's a reason why they don't always move faster.
Because
sometimes there's an accident.
And they can't get the new clean ones in.
That's why sometimes, you know, they have to be, it's that slow and steady.
Yeah.
Wins the race kind of thing.
Well, I always feel bad if you work in construction or something where you have to use the potty.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you guys are hurting the thing.
This is true.
That is when it's sad.
You're speaking some truth here. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, just a heads up.
And Bellingham is lovely.
It is a beautiful area.
That is a shame because that's hurting that wonderful, wonderful earth.
I've only been there one time, but it was a beautiful place.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
No doubt about it.
I thought it'd be nice to take, we were at the ferry. What's the word? Not the dock, but the building, the port.
Port, sure. Sure.
The ferry building, you know, where it takes off, comes back in. I'm not a boat person.
It's fine.
That's all right.
It's fine.
And I thought, oh, it'd be really nice to take a ferry from there to somewhere else.
To the other place.
I was looking at Alaska, but I was like, wow, it's a really long time.
At that point, it's not a ferry boat anymore, Nikki. Like, well, I thought we'd go from take a ferry from Bellingham to Tokyo.
Yeah.
That would be a nice ride.
That's a shipping container,
you
and that's all that I've been there.
You drive your car up on there, and pretty soon you're
just
there.
Just set on out. But now, if that's what's going on in Bellingham, I don't want anything to do with it.
You just listened to some of the worst of the riot. But there's more where that came from.
I know. I checked online.
Get the full experience at riot.radiou.com.
It is the Riot on Radio U. Obviously not the first time we've played him, but this is the first time that we have ever actually spoken to Adam from Owl City, Nikki. He's on the phone with us right now. Good morning, sir.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing very good. How are you doing today?
A little tired, but doing good.
Good.
Well, you have had a really, really busy week.
Yeah. It's a lot of early mornings. We just did the Today Show. Was it yesterday? I'm kind of losing track, but we had to get up at 2:30 a.m. How about that?
What? I guess I never thought it'd be that early just to get ready and prepare, or did they just want you there that early for some other reason?
Yeah, it's like you got to be there. You got to stand here. You got to wait for this camera, and you got to set up this shot, and everyone's drinking coffee, you know, their eyes are all red. It's like we're a bunch of zombies, you know, but it was fun. It turned out really well.
That's good.
So, okay, you had to get up at 2:30. What time did you actually have to be on the set?
It's New York City, so you never know traffic. You know,
sure.
you got to get up at 2:30, leave, got to drive there. That could take anywhere from half an hour to an hour just to drive 3 or 4 miles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy. First rehearsal on set was about 4:30, I believe. So crazy, nonstop.
Wow. Now, how many times did you perform? Just once?
We performed two songs. Yeah, okay. Unbelievable featuring Hanson, and then the old classic of mine, Fireflies.
Okay, right on. Now, when you got on set, did they keep referring to you as Mr. Young?
No. Maybe, but no. It was just Adam. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I was just wondering when you get on there.
A polite way.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Talon is here, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So
it's always a bummer because since we do morning radio, we never have a chance to watch when any of our artists that we like perform on morning television, unless it's just by clip later on. But we don't have a chance to ever see anything live since, you know, obviously we're working during the time.
Yeah, you're on the job for sure.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, Adam, like, you've got lots of people on Mobile Orchestra, your new album that came out last week. How did you end up choosing to work with Hanson? Like, you, all these different people, like, how did that end up happening?
It was kind of a last-minute thing for me, but, yeah, I was sort of in the final stages of writing the demo for the song Unbelievable, and the song is just all about nostalgia. It's all about looking back. For me, in the mid-90s when I was, you know, so amazed by all the cool technology at the time that was so mind-blowing, you know, and now a lot of that stuff is a little bit more obscure. So it was fun to sit in the studio and remember a lot of the things that I used to love. Like, I remember how amazing, like, floppy disks were, you know, 2 megabytes. You can fit so many things on a 2 megabyte floppy disk.
Right.
So, you know, things like that were fun to kind of revisit. And towards the end of the process, yeah, I just thought of Hanson. They just popped into my head, and I just kind of went out on a limb and sent them the demo and kind of crossed my fingers, you know, just introduced myself over email, of course, these days. And they were so kind and gracious, and they wrote back, and said, yeah, we're down to work with you. Let's make something happen. And they killed it. They did a great job.
Awesome. Well, I saw, like, I got a chance to see the Today Show performance, so you had the guys there with you and everything.
Yeah, it was amazing to meet those three guys. And you know, again, I think I was in fourth grade when they really took over the music world with Mbop, you know, and so it was so cool to meet these guys that I've listened to for years, and they were fantastic.
Awesome. Now, Mobile Orchestra came out last week. It was one of the...
Last Friday.
Yeah, it was one of the first albums to kind of switch to this Friday release thing. Are you solely responsible for making the change to Fridays?
No, but I've always been a little bit more fond of Fridays than Tuesdays. I don't know why, but yeah, it's a strange thing, right? It's like Friday is the new Tuesday.
Yeah.
Weird.
It's because music sales, if people didn't catch on, Tuesday was always the day that new releases would come out. We would have new music Tuesdays, you know, your chance to win all these copies, and now it's become Friday, so people will start seeing Friday as the new day for albums to come out, and that's just for, you know, kicking off a weekend, and sometimes they feel like with security issues for leaks and stuff that Friday day is just a better day to go.
Right, agreed, yeah, and then you have all weekend to hang out and listen to the music that just came out. You know, you're not busy working the rest of the week, and that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah. On the phone with us right now, Adam from Owl City. His new album, Mobile Orchestra, came out on Friday.
It is. Yes, it's out now.
He's been on the Today Show. I saw that USA Today has listed your mixtape of some of your favorite inspirations. What else during this release week? You got anything else big coming up?
Kind of a long flight is coming up here in a couple days. I'm headed to Japan. I think it's on next Monday already to do this fantastic Japanese international music festival called Fuji Rock. I've played before. It's so fun. So, headed there. It's about a 13-hour flight, I think, so a long time, but it's all worth it, and I can't wait.
Dude, Nikki and I love Japan, so let me live vicariously through you for just a minute. What is the best part of going to Japan?
Well, I mean, I guess I'd kind of be wrong if I didn't mention the food, of course. I mean, I'm such a fan of just walking down the street, and there's so many restaurants that I can't even pronounce the name of. You know, I just see something that looks good through the window, and I say, I point at it. You know, sometimes they don't speak English, and I say, sure, I'll have a little of that. And they bring it out, and I just take the first bite, and it's usually the most amazing thing I can imagine. So I'm a big fan of that.
Okay, but while you're there, like, do you ever, like, hit Japanese Burger King or something just to see if it's any different?
Japanese McDonald's?
Unfortunately, I have been guilty of doing that. Sometimes when you're in a pinch, you know, and you got to be somewhere real fast.
Sure.
Oh, there's a Japanese Burger King. I might as well.
Okay, so how does the Japanese Whopper taste? Is it different?
It's a little different. You know, actually, last time I was there, they were doing this new marketing thing. It was a little weird at first, but they had made this new burger that was black.
Yeah.
The actual bun, you know, the actual bread was black. I have no idea what it was. Is it bread? Is it dyed? You know, I don't know.
I think it was maybe squid ink or something like that. It was weird, but we saw it too.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, it was hard to get over when you look at it to, you know, give it a good old try. Just to be able to eat it
I was like, no, I don't know about that. Yeah. I'm going to take the safe side and maybe do something else. But it looked pretty intense.
Awesome. Well, we hope you have an amazing time in Japan. Congratulations on your new album.
And a really big week, too.
Yeah, and you know what? USA Today, you've got the Today Show, you talked to Radio U. I think you covered the big three.
I like it. Very cool.
Ever wonder how Obadiah spends his days off?
It's just me in a castle. I got to fight like 1,000 wizards. The only way to beat them is to punch them as hard as I can in their faces.
And while he does that, you can enjoy this Worst of the Riot clip.
It is the Riot on Radio U, 877-2-RADIO-U. Text or call us. I'd like to tell you that we'll be here to answer it, but Nikki and I are going to be busy getting a body like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. Who wants to work out that much a day?
Wow.
It's not quite The Rock, I feel like.
Nikki, it's a different kind of fitness.
It's a different style. Because
it is. Like, it just flat out, it's a different thing.
Anytime you get, you know, the movies, like with Wolverine stuff, or any of the more recent ones with The Rock, Dwayne Johnson in it.
Yes.
They would always post their workout stuff. So, like, Hugh Jackman and him. Man, it was crazy seeing what they would eat and what they would do to get in shape for the roles that they were doing.
Well, here's the difference. And I mean, this is obviously not taking away from The Rock, but The Rock is more of a bodybuilder.
Sure.
That means that he's focused on appearance and on bulk, whereas Jake Gyllenhaal has trained like a boxer. And that is like bodybuilding and boxing, like
different
kinds of fitness right there.
And I feel like even with Hugh Jackman, they've been in those roles a little bit more where they've done it. With Jake Gyllenhaal, I mean, he's gotten super skinny for roles and then with bulking up. But I haven't seen him like this before.
All right. Get a load of this. He worked out for 6 hours a day.
That's for Southpaw,
his forthcoming movie where he's a boxer opposite Rachel McAdams. And so he did 6 hours a day, 2,000 sit-ups a day. He'd do 1,000 in the morning, and then he had to do 1,000 at night.
Yeah, you're probably thinking, yeah, you could totally do that, right? No, you can't. It's more than you think it is.
So he apparently has released a video that you can watch that features his fitness regime. It's hours of boxing, strength training, conditioning, and cardio. And it's crazy.
Do you know what that is? That's a work day right there.
Oh, no, that's exactly what it is.
That's an entire work day of working out.
Okay, but wouldn't you love to do that for like 2 or 3 months? Wouldn't you love to find out what you're capable of?
What your body can do?
Because right now, you don't know. You spend the day at work, in class, like whatever. I mean, if you spent 6 hours a day and you had professionals working to make your body reach its maximum potential.
Not just workout, but food professionals as well.
If
we had like the whole thing.
It's a total package.
And that's all you had to focus on?
Wouldn't you love to know what you're capable of? I would love
to know. You would be beach body ready. I could tell you that.
Maybe more than that.
Yeah, exactly.
So he gained 15 pounds of muscle. So they say that the boxing scenes in the film are very,
very real.
Yes. Like, let's just say that there's some real blood involved and there's a lot of work involved there. So, they put a lot of work in trying to make it as authentic as possible. 2,000 sit-ups a day. Get out of here.
1,000 in the morning. Let's just start with 50 and see how everybody's doing.
50 in the morning and 50
in the
night.
Evening, and then come back and look at his workout thing and say, okay, 2,000 is very impressive.
Tell us how it went and we'll go from there.
If not, you're going to get a cramp. You have to stretch it out.
You're going to go to bed and be like, my tummy hurts.
And you're definitely not eating the next day because your stomach will hurt too bad.
You can't handle it.
Mm.
It's pretty impressive.
Well, that is impressive. Good job.
Yes. Good job.
I have not yet seen the trailer for the movie.
Yeah.
Which they're probably not excited about, but...
Oh, you haven't seen the trailer yet?
I've not.
Man, it's been in front of every movie that I've seen for the last... Well, I guess I've been to the movies a lot in the last few weeks.
I always try to get there a little late.
I like to watch trailers.
Just in time for the start of the movie, but after the trailers.
Yeah. No, I love to watch trailers. I just don't like the Levi commercial that I have to watch as I'm waiting for the trailers to start.
Well, with your new body.
I won't. You know what? I'll be worse so much.
You'll need new pants.
I probably will. I mean, like with this kind of body, I would probably be able to use one of the legs of my pants.
Thanks for listening to the Worst of the Riot podcast. Make sure to check out The Riot weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on Radio U at RadioU.com.